Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the new Grace Radio series, Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about things of community interest. Our guest today is Ms. Carolyn Lewis. Caroline has the distinction of being the director for the National Day of Prayer here in Slidell for a number of years. So we say welcome, Caroline. Glad you're here.
Thank you for inviting me.
How long have you been doing this?
This will be my 25th year.
Wow. Celebrating 25 years of consistent National Day of Prayer here in Slidell.
Well, I skipped 1 year. Graciously, I had someone who picked it up for me, carried the banner. Miss Candace, she did it that year, and it was very nice to have someone do it for me.
Well, great. So 25 consistent years, and you've been the director for most of those years.
Yes.
Well, glad you're here. Tell us, please, a little bit about the National Day of Prayer, where it came from. Where did all this get started?
Well, it got started way back when. Back when our country was founded.
Okay.
Our founding fathers prayed.
So this started back...
Sort
of our country. It's been kind of a tradition in the history.
Yes. National Days of Prayer have been called as early as 1775 with the First Continental Congress, and Abraham Lincoln called for a National Day of Prayer in 1863. And in 1952, a National Day of Prayer as an annual event was established by a joint resolution of Congress and signed into law by President Truman. The law was amended in 1988 and signed by President Reagan to be the first Thursday of May each year. That makes it easy to remember because it's always the first Thursday of May.
So for the last 25 years, the first Thursday of May, we've been having a time of prayer for our nation and the concerns of our nation right here in Slidell. So for the last 25 years, you've been calling this to happen on the first Thursday of May.
Yes.
What's the focus of the National Day of Prayer? We understand there's things that seem obvious to do to pray for our nations and our leadership and the things like that, but is there a theme each year that we go by from a national source, or do we just
go on our own? The focus on the family, they have something they call the National Day of Prayer Task Force. They have been very instrumental in promoting this event nationally.
And I think there's a registry. We've registered ourselves as part of
the
national...
Yes, they have a website, nationaldayofprayer.org. And you can find information and prayers. And they just have a new chairman, which is Ann Graham Lott.
Oh, really? Okay,
great. Yeah, and Shirley Dobson was the chairman for a long time, and she retired last year. Ann Graham Lott is the new chairperson.
So we're joined together with hundreds of thousands of Christians across the nation.
All across the nation, praying together. And that's kind of what got me inspired when I first learned of this, which was in 1992. I had no idea that this existed. I got a letter in the mail. It said that there was a law on the book that named the first Thursday of May a National Day of Prayer, where the president was asked to do a proclamation for our nation to gather together to pray. And that just kind of bowled me over, and I got real excited, and I said, well, I want to be part of this. I went to my pastor, who was Michael Clonch at First Baptist at the time.
Great pastor.
I said, what are you going to do about it? And he looked at me and said, what do you mean? It's your idea.
Okay.
But he was kind enough to refer me to the president of the Ministerial Alliance at the time.
Yeah.
And Pastor Robert Brown from Slidell Bible Chapel was the president at the time. And he didn't know what he was in for, but he graciously helped me put this together for many, many years. And in 2006, he wrote me a letter and said that he was retiring from this position. But since then, I've had lots of pastors help me. And now I have the Slidell Ministerial Alliance helping, and Bob Riles and Pastor Morris and several other pastors, Brother Ray Larry and Pastor Favre. And so there's no way that I could ever do this on my own.
But God gave you the vision, He gave you the excitement to make it happen, and then gave you people to work with you and run with you on it.
Yes, and it's been an adventure.
Well, that's great. What are some of the subjects that we pray for at the National Day of Prayer? How does the National Day of Prayer work? What does it look like, and who's invited? Let's start with that. Who's invited to come to the National Day of Prayer?
Well, everyone is invited to come.
So everybody in the community, we want the pastors to come. We'd like people from their churches to come and join together as a moment of unity, a rare moment of unity where the churches get together.
Yes, and that was another thing that inspired me to see all the churches could come together, focus on one thing, be together, because I think there's great power in unity. The scripture in Psalms 133:1, "Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." I've been kind of holding on to that scripture, and I think it's wonderful that all the pastors can get together.
Well, it's just marvelous that we attempt to do one thing, and in fact, we end up doing several good things at the same time. One is praying for our nation, but also just a spirit of unity and cooperation with churches getting together and trying to help each other without a power play for jealousy of look at me, but rather look at my Jesus.
Yes. Yes, and I think that's wonderful. We pray for different areas in our country. We pray for schools. We pray for Christian unity. Pray for people who are sick, the military and our veteran, law enforcement.
Well, that's just amazing that we can get together and pray for all these things. Do you lead the prayers, or how does that work?
No, we invite pastors or people from our community to come and lead the prayers. We've asked some people from the different categories to come and be prayed for.
So instead of just praying for a cause, we've got people actually coming that we're going to pray directly for them. Like law enforcement people are there, we pray for them. The fire department, school teachers, people like that. So we pray directly for these individuals.
Yes.
It seems like a rather unique way of doing it. I've not seen that in other places.
I think it's a very powerful thing too to see the people that you're praying for.
Yes.
I think it gives it a more personal touch.
Well, great.
And a better connection, I think.
Well, how long do we stay together in prayer? What's the time frame on that?
Well, now we're doing it for an hour. We started out with 20 minutes. When I first started, it was just a short lunch hour thing. When I got my letter, they were calling it Meet at City Hall.
Okay.
And so we ended up in the little park outside the City Hall.
Okay.
And I thought it was convenient because we wanted to invite the mayor to come participate. And it was close for him. He could just walk across.
Well, is the mayor currently participating?
Yes, the mayor is participating, been very gracious. He wrote a proclamation for the National Day of Prayer that he will read on the day of the National Day of Prayer observance. He's been participating, and of course we've had several mayors, and they have all been gracious in participating.
Well, that's great. So we have mayors, we have the community leaders, we have law enforcement, the sheriff, the police chief, the city marshal. And principals from schools. So we're really reaching out to the people that this prayer is intended to bless and to benefit.
Yeah.
Great. And as well as we pray for the nation at the very end. Is that not the case?
What
is the date? You said the first Thursday. What day of the month is that?
It's always on the first Thursday of May. And this year it's on May 4th.
May 4th at 12 o'clock.
At 12 o'clock.
And we'll wrap it up by 1 o'clock.
Yes.
There'll be water and shade, so people won't be having to stand in the sun. So we have we have adequate areas of comforting.
Yes, and if you need to, you may bring a lawn chair to sit in if you prefer to sit, maybe an umbrella, although we have been blessed and never had rain on this particular day in all the 24 years. So that's been a blessing, too.
The Lord's blessed us with good weather.
Yes.
So Thursday?
Thursday.
May the 4th?
May 4th.
From 12 to 1?
Yes.
Heritage Park here
yes.
in Slidell. All citizens of Slidell are welcome to come. You don't have to pre-register anything. You just come.
Oh, no.
And
just come.
Come and join us in prayer.
And song.
And song. So we'll be having some musicians there to lead us in some songs as well.
Yes. Slidell High has offered us their color guard, so we will have the color guard there also.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I think it'll be a wonderful day. We're counting on no rain and counting on a wonderful time together of unity.
Yes.
As we approach our King and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Is there anything you'd like to add to this, Caroline?
There is always a theme for the National Day of Prayer that the task force puts out. And the first year that I did it, it was from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And this year, the theme is from Daniel 9:19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name.
So we're asking the Lord to bless us and be with us and keep us in unity. Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Yes, amen to that.
What a great thing for us to be praying for. Well, thank you, Caroline. I really appreciate the time you've given us and the last 24 years preparing for this day. So thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for answering the call. If you had not answered the call, we possibly wouldn't be sitting here today. So,
well, God,
thank you for your service.
Would have called someone else, I'm sure.
Well, I'm glad he called you. So thank you, Caroline. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can call us out at 985-250-1037. You can send us a text. You can call us. And if you have comments for Caroline or something about the National Day of Prayer, we'd love to hear from you. You could also encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, and see what's going on with the station, or check out our website, www.graceradioofslidell.net. There you can make a tax-deductible gift to the station. We need the financial support of listeners just like you. And again, that number to call with a comment or a text is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now, Slidell. Join us again for Voices daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.